Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, Happy New Year. We have a special show today. It's normally the second Wednesday, and of course it will be next week, which is the second Wednesday. And sometimes I like to sneak in extra specials, and this week is one of those extra specials. So I wanted to bring you to a great place of awareness that this year is a phenomenal year. It's a year of heightened levels of your inner spirit becoming more active, and the human conditions, the programs, the control, if you choose to let that go, becoming your secondary focus so that you can start to attract more of that of which you would like to have in your life rather than that of which you don't want to have in your life. And so on this show, if you're new, I always like to start off with a meditation, and then after the meditation, depending upon how many calls we have, I give a channeled message, and then after that I do some announcements and then some readings. I always like to give specials as well periodically, and so I have a special today. Go ahead and jot down this if you're available to write down this website. This is where the special will come in. It's Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of Motivation, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-I-O-N .webs.com. It's also in the chat box, so if you're interested in going to the chat box, you can write it down as well. And so I have some specials that I'll be announcing a little bit later on, and I only allow two people for one and potentially just one for the other special. I'm going to be giving two specials because it's a new year. And if you're committed to expanding into your inner spirit and less of that of your human struggles, then this show is definitely for you. If you're interested in having drama in your life and negativity, this show is not for you. So do know that. So the next show will be at 3:30 next week. And so let's go ahead and close our eyes so we can start off with a meditation. Sometimes we forget to do that in our lives, and we get so busy, and this is a time to nurture yourself. And so as you close your eyes, I'd like you to please really see where your thoughts are. Are they in the present moment? Are they in the future? Are they in your past? Sometimes we focus in on bringing our past to the present and the future to the worry syndrome, and then we're not enjoying the moment. So for now, I'm going to ask you to just let them go. Put them on the ocean waves, that imaginary ocean waves, and just let them float away. And I want you to imagine you're sitting in this beautiful little boat. And it's very different because the boat doesn't have any oars. You can't row it. You can't do anything except sit in it and relax. I'd like you just to close your eyes and just sit back. It's a very special boat. It's a very soothing boat. So if you get any feelings of seasickness, this boat will definitely keep you calm. So you can sit in the boat and just know that it's going to nurture your beingness. as you just allow it to rock you very gently back and forth, soothing the heart and nurturing the heart. And I want you to just allow yourself to feel that nurturing inside your heart. And then go deeper inside your heart. I want you to imagine that your heart is just so large that it just feels so whole, so complete, so loved, so at peace. As you continue to breathe all the way into your heart, allow that nurturing to go into the mind and into the body so that there's a sense of oneness with it, a sense of really being present in the moment, feeling, experiencing, and knowing at this very moment you have a choice of being completely at peace, completely in love, and completely in the form of joy inside your own little sanctuary inside. Taking some deep, deep, deep breaths, just allow yourself to really feel what that feels like, to feel so connected to that love inside. As you're continuing to breathe, just drop your eyes a little further down. Almost like you're looking at your feet. And just bring that energy of peacefulness all the way through the base of your feet, all the way up through the body, all the way into the crown of your head, knowing that it just fills you up so lovingly, so beautifully with this love inside. Taking another deep, deep, deep breath. And when you're ready, I want you to slowly come back into the room, noticing your mind is very present in the moment. Noticing what it feels like to just allow yourself to slowly come into the room, with your body feeling very present, very relaxed. Noticing what it feels like to feel that love inside as you slowly come into the room, taking three deep, deep breaths. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Just allow yourself to stay very present as I tune in to see what kind of channeled message comes through for this month. Actually, it will be this week, since I'll be on again next week. And so as we bring in this amazing new year, a lot of what we're going to be working on in this year is learning how to really bring more of the inner spirit into the active world and less of the conditions of the outer world to affect the ego to go into that fight, flight, and protect mode. And so instead of the ego coming into control and attempting to protect itself or get some answers or figure things out or try to force things, create effort around it, which only creates a stagnation, by the way, you're going to experience on each of these shows a deeper awakening to what it feels like to let that go and allow your inner spirit to become more awakened, more aware, more loved in the human part of the body, mind, and emotions, because the inner spirit only knows love, joy, peace. It's the human programs, the human beliefs that have gotten itself sometimes stuck in areas that it becomes attached to that aren't serving. And so as a result of it, it feels lost and confused and gets stressed out, or the chatter comes in and then it wants to teach or fix or correct or shift it or judge it, and only keeps you stuck in that energy of that of which you don't want to experience. And so as you move through this month, it's very important to make a choice. You're expanding in this year. You have a choice of expanding through struggles. If you choose to expand through struggles, then you're going to have a lot of drama and you're going to have a lot of what you don't want in your life. If you choose to experience life, this expansiveness, which will happen until you leave this planet, by the way, with the form of celebrating life in the form of joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality and love, then you have to be willing to let go of all of the ego trying to dictate or control or force or make things happen. And if you're confused on what that's all about, that's what I do as part of my support in those that are interested in having the expansive loving beings and the angelic realm and all of the beings that I work with to help you to get to that awakening stage so that you can live the life that you were born to live rather than the struggles that you may have in your life. But you have to be willing to let go of the chatter. You have to be willing to let go of the stories. And you have to be willing to choose and commit to being happy, to being loving, to being joyful in order to get to that place. It's not about just saying it. You have to be willing to really commit inwardly to the choice of shifting it to a more positive perspective so that you have a life that you do dream of in reality rather than just dreaming of it and feeling like you're never going to get there. And that's where the choice comes in. So we talked about a special that I would be providing. I asked you to jot down the website. If you just tuned in, I'm going to give you that again. It's heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation, .webs.com. And the phone number is 971-217-6576. If you missed this beautiful channeled message, you can always go back and listen to the recording. I'll be taking phone calls in about 2 minutes. I just want to kind of update you on some things that are being offered with the specials. The first person that either emails me or calls me after the show, or actually you can even leave a voice message during the show if you're really enticed, I have this special. It's a 3-week meditation class. And in this 3-week meditation class, you get to experience really learning how to develop your inner beingness and learning how to live a life that you've always dreamed of. And so if you're interested in discovering what your thought patterns are, improving positive thinking, silencing the shattered mind, opening the heart with love, proper breathing, and really tuning inward and learning how to have a deeper connection, a deeper solid sanctuary, the dates are January 19th, 26th, and February 2nd from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The class is normally $85 for the whole entire 3 weeks, but if you call me, you will get the class for $60. You have to mention Blog Talk, and I'm only going to give this to 2 people. So the first 2 people that call me or email and commit to taking the class, you have to really commit to doing it. You'll get the class for $60 instead of $85, and you're obviously going to get a great experience during this class. It's done through Skype, so you have to download Skype for free in order to get the benefit because I will be doing some visual stuff or some auditory things. If you don't have the webcam, you can just do the auditory. And if you really want to do this class and you don't have Skype, we could probably work something out with the phone. I can give you some things to do and you can jot them down. The second special is I have these products that I created that help to deepen your awakening and deepen your connection with your inner spirit and with the universe. And I'm only going to give this to the first person that emails or calls. Any CD or DVD is only $10. And so you can get that as a special to help support your path of evolving and get you to a really deep place. And then on the website, there's also special events and online series to support you on that. Okay. So if you have any questions, you can go ahead and email me or send me a voice message, and I'll be able to help you out with any questions you have with regard to that special. Before we take the call, if there's any questions, if you were part of the channeled message and you have any questions on the channeled message and you want to either call, the phone number to call is 347-996-5068. When you do call after the reading, which is only one question, so please do make sure you focus in the one question. Do make sure no one else is in the room, including animals. No recording because it creates static. And if you focus in on your heart, I can tune in and see what kind of messages come through. I'll be tuning into the angelic realm, the expansive loving beings that I work with, potentially anybody from the other side that may have a message for you. So do make sure that you are in the room by yourself, because even animals, I'll get a message from them. At the end of that, I will ask you if you want to be involved in a lot of the things that I do. It's not free. I do this as a way of waking up the planet and waking up people that want to be wakened up through these wonderful beings. So if you are interested, please say yes, and I will call you after the show. You're welcome to say no. It's no big deal. I won't get hurt or offended if it doesn't resonate or the timing is off. But if you are committed to having a spiritual life that's more joyful and peaceful and loving and playful and having abundances in your life, then I may be the person for you. So do let me know that, and we could kind of go from there. Okay, so go ahead and get your, let me see, I think we have, it looks like 3-6, this must be an international call. So you'll have to let, send me your email if you're interested in having me be part of it. But we're going to take 646 first, and then after that we'll get to, it looks like an international call, unless it's just coming in as an international call. All right, so let's go ahead and get 646 on the air first. Please just tell me, and Happy New Year. What's your first name?
Happy New Year. My name is Helena.
Hi, Selena.
Hi.
I love that name.
Thanks.
It's such a beautiful name. I just love it. Well, thank you for being so patient. I noticed that you got on the show right away.
Oh, no worries.
I hope you enjoyed the channeled message. It always puts a smile on my face, because a lot of times it relates to where people are at and so forth. Okay, so I'm assuming you have a question with regards to something you want to have versus what we talked about. Is that where you're at?
No, actually, if there's a message for me, anything that comes through for me, if that's okay.
Can you give me an area? Because otherwise they'll just jump all over the place. Can you give me an area, like personal, professional, you know, start with some area just so I know how to tune in for you?
Sure. We can do professional.
Okay. Are you interested in a new job, or just, you know, kind of give me an area, because otherwise I'm not sure what to ask them.
My prospects for this year.
Okay, so yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
With only one question, it's always better. If we were doing a private reading, it would be easier for me. You know, but because we only have time for one question, the more specific the question is, the easier to get a quick answer for you. So
okay.
I'm sorry I wasn't clear on that.
Will I be successful in the career goals I have for this year? How's that?
Oh, you're so cute. I love that question. I saw a big yes, big stars.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, the thing that I'm also seeing, and I do want to ask this, is this potential that you're working on something you're either expanding in that you've been doing for quite some time or brand new? Because I keep seeing the word three. I don't know if it's 3 years or 3 months.
Well, it's probably more than I'm expanding, and it's different ventures all in the creative field. I've been doing a lot of studying and working towards things. And this year, looking to make some money at it, support myself better.
Okay, so it is new in the sense that you haven't been doing it financially for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you've been studying and working towards it, and I'm so happy you said, my heart goes on fire because they're talking in my heart. I'm so happy you said you wanted to take it into action, because it almost felt like you kept delaying it on some level with all this studying, and you could have done it. And I keep seeing the number three, which obviously has a numerology of confidence, so that could be part of that as well. But the thing that so that's confirming it. The thing that you have to be really, really careful about is you tend to hold yourself back in a limiting focus because of you not feeling worthy enough. So throw that in the garbage. And let that go, because obviously, you know, it's a new venture, so of course you're going to have some insecurities. That's normal. Although that's not who you are, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. It's who your human is, but it's not who your spirit is. And so when you do jump into this adventure, you have to be willing to let go of that limiting focus around not being worthy enough, because you'll attract those that will think you're not worthy enough, and you won't make the money you want to make. So if you can let that go, then the prosperity will come in quicker. If you go through the process of of allowing that program to run in your life, then it'll be more ups and downs roller coaster syndrome for you.
Great.
How do you like that for an answer?
That's really good.
You have
and you're very spot on.
Thank you for saying that. You have. I'm passing on the messages. They're so awesome, your guides, that I just absolutely love them because they are just so on your back about stop beating yourself up. So do I have permission to call you about getting involved in some of the things we offer? Because I think you would really, really benefit if it resonates. And obviously you'll know in your heart if it does when we go through it. And I would encourage you before I call you to look at the website. And then when we talk, your heart will say for sure yes or I'd like to wait. But do I have your permission at least to check in with you and see?
You can check in, but I think the timing's not right for me at the moment.
Okay.
Just
so
it's part of motivation.
Yeah, it's heartofmotivation.webs.com. And the timing thing is the part that I want you to look at because that's part of the fear that you have with limitations and so forth. If doing this is telling you to wait, that's one thing. But look at the word timing and see what the timing means for you. Is it timing that you don't feel like you don't have enough of something before you
exactly.
get there or...
Well,
okay, so you have that
right
part
now,
of
financial
what you have
consideration.
To be willing, yeah, you have to be willing to move beyond that limitation in order to get to the other side of that limitation, whether or not you work with me or anybody. You know, just get mm-hmm. beyond that fear because that's what's keeping you stuck in the lack of resources. I'm going to leave it at that. And that's why I want you to look at the website, even if you've got like a $10 CD, you know, just do something to get yourself moving out of that energy, whether it's through me or just through your meditations, just get yourself out of that rut because it's just going to keep you in that vicious cycle of lack. And that it takes a lot of courage to move yourself beyond it. Doesn't mean you have to go buy something. Just get yourself out of that energy rut. If you could do it through your meditations, look at the website and then I'll call you and we'll just have a conversation, and if the timing feels like it's too much or too soon, you'll just say it's too soon, and I will totally respect that.
Okay.
Sound good?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, love. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so let's see. That international call looks like a drop, so if you call me back, I could take your call next, and we only have 6 minutes, so if you're interested in the one question, I do ask because I'm very committed to the work that I do. I do ask people if they would like to be part of a lot of the things we offer and with the expansive loving beings after you have the reading. So you're welcome to look at the website. Just feel it and just, you know, you'll know if it resonates or if it's not. But give yourself that gift of knowing. If you just tuned in, this special was for the first two people that call. I have this meditation class. It's a 3-week meditation class. Instead of it being $85, it would be $60 for the first two people. It's a class that helps to expand and wake up parts of yourself that will allow you to strengthen more of your inner spirit through examining what's going on. In awareness of your mind, your programs, your emotions, and your body, and really shifting it to a totally different place so you have a deeper connection with your inner spirit and the abundances of love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and vitality. So the first two people that call or email me, the phone number is 971-217-6576. And then I'm only going to give a special to the first person that calls or emails me on any CD or DVD is only $10. And it also has some activations in there and some relaxations and different types of, I'm certified as a hypnotist. And so there's different types of focal points on each of those CDs and DVDs. And it could be a nice little gift for yourself. And obviously if you have a business or you're going to school, it's also a good tax write-off. So if that resonates for you. Okay, so I'm guessing that international call got lost. Sometimes the calls get dropped internationally. So if that call comes back in, we'll take the call. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to see if there's any other messages that come through for the people that have logged in. And then we'll go into a meditation, and then we'll... the next show, by the way, is next Wednesday. It's the regular show that I have at 3:30, same time. And it's, I believe it's the 13th, if I'm adding correctly. The time is going by fast. Yeah, it's the 13th already in January. So go ahead and jump in. And if you want to have a reading, you can always call 347-996-5068. And we'll just go from there. Okay, so why don't you go ahead and just take a deep breath. Sometimes when we do these readings, you get the gift from being an angelic walk-in. I always call in these expansive, loving beings in the angelic realm to help to support those that have the courage to ask questions and kind of support you in moving your energy to more of a loving place rather than a fear, insecure place. So you could really be free of those things that are keeping you from really enjoying what the universe has in store for you, the abundances in life. So this last reading that we had with this phenomenal Selena triggered something inside of you. I want you just to go inside and just really hold that energy with love. When you hold the energy with love instead of keeping it playing out through judging it or feeding it, it's a way of freeing yourself. So I want you just to hold that energy and just allow yourself to embrace it. Part of this year is depending upon where you're at. You're either in an expansiveness releasing focal point or an expansiveness celebration focal point. It's all perfect depending upon your own evolution, your own awareness, your own path. And as soon as you get beyond that fear and insecurity, man, your life just really just transforms to a totally different place. And so sometimes you can actually just go inside and just become your own observer instead of participating in the stories, become your own observer of what is helping and what is not helping you. Continuing to hold that energy. Now I want you to put it in the box if you feel like you want to release that energy. And I want you, if it's a limiting, obviously, energy or energy that's not serving you in the form of a belief that gets played out, I want you to put it in this box, tie it up with a gold ribbon, and I want you to imagine yourself lifting your hands up and handing it to your spirit guides to take away. And when you lift it up and let it go, I want you to really fully release it, and then I want you to replace it with lots of love and abundances in that area. Breathing all the way into it, just really feel that abundance of what that energy was that you let go of. Just totally breathing in, just feeling what it feels like to be full and complete with so much love and abundance in that area. And notice as you breathe in how much more alive and expansive your body, your mind, and your emotions feel. And continuing to breathe, hold your breath, and then let it out through your mouth. Take another deep breath, hold it, take another breath in, and then let it out. It's like you're fully letting it go. And when you're ready, you could slowly come back into the room if you choose, or you could stay in this place of silence and continuing to embrace that energy of love and prosperity. Just really allowing yourself to breathe all the way in, noticing what it feels like. And if you chose to open your eyes, I want you to give yourself a big, big, big hug. I thank you for being here. And I will see you next week if you choose to tune in. And the following Wednesday will be on the second Wednesday. Sending you so much love and knowing that life is an adventure. It doesn't have to be a struggle. So choose that adventure and choose it wisely, because then you'll move into something in a greater place than you will if you don't. So I noticed that 857 7 just called. I'm going to call you after the show since the show just ended. And so I'll call you right now. Peace and blessings.